Reuters is reporting there a growing number of small and mid-sized restaurants are starting to revolt against popular delivery services like Grubhub and Uber Eats. In a letter to investors, Grubhub said its relationship with these restaurants remains highly lucrative for both parties. But at least some of one of those parties, the restaurants, disagree. In fact, they feel they've been a little captured by the delivery services. Robin Farzad, host of Public Radio's Full Disclosure, is here. Hi, Robin.
How are you?
I'm good. And so the restaurants pay a fee to a company like Grubhub or DoorDash. So you can see their menu on the Grubhub site. The more prominent the posting, the higher the fee. Then the food gets delivered by the Grubhub worker. Now, the restaurants are pushing back against these fees. Why? How big are they?
I mean, look, this is a function of relative clout, I think. And the backdrop is suddenly over the past 5-6 years, you could have anything from anywhere delivered, whether it's the restaurant itself or one of these spate of delivery companies. I find that the hotter the restaurant, that the cheaper the cut it can negotiate with not just Grubhub, but DoorDash, Postmates and others. But if you're obscure and looking for traction, the delivery service is going to demand a heftier cut, especially to place you prominently on its platform. So in Bear Burger's case, this Northeastern chain with about 60 locations, they said in 2017 they booked $20 million in revenue from third-party platform orders, but spent about $3 million in related fees.
Right. And that might sound like, wait, they still get $17 million. But no, they say we have all sorts of expenses in there. Their whole profit margin might be that 15% that they paid, you know, to Grubhub. And I said these restaurants feel captured. I think it was that Bear Burger CEO who said there's a customer expectation now. You have to be on Grubhub. It's a necessary evil. Bear Burger is starting its own app and delivery service to try to get out. What do you see happening here? Because Grubhub stock actually plunged last week.
Well, it's a brutal sector to begin with, and you're always trying to eke out some sort of net margin. But in this past environment, we know the unemployment rate is so low, and restaurants especially are faulting these spiking labor costs. You can't hire and keep enough workers. They're going to jump ship for an extra $2 an hour. So they're looking for places to cut costs. And when they scrutinize the books and realize that, yes, a place like Grubhub gives us a ton of volume boost, but the cost is huge. You're taxing our kitchen staff. And you're making them, I think, more miserable in their job, and we're just clearing less margin at the end of the day.
Well, it's so interesting. We've spoken before. We only have a minute here or so, but we've spoken before about how Uber, you know, is still not profitable, may not be. It got into the Uber Eats delivery world. It's not going that great. Do you think that as we get these reports, we may be headed back to, you know, taking a taxi and ordering a pizza directly from the neighborhood
pizza
place?
Go buy a radio or a magazine. How about that? We have spoken about it before. There's a bit of a VC-backed business bubble, a lot of experimentation, a lot of money losing, but that's distorting real businesses that have to have a daily P&L. And I think you're increasingly going to see a reckoning, especially if these companies keep announcing kind of disastrous reports like Grubhub.
Yeah. Well, and by the way, Robin Farzad, we hope people do go buy radios. I know
yes.
There's those things called podcasts, but please still listen to your radio when you can. Robin Farzad, we're following the future of these delivery services like Grubhub, Uber Eats. We'll keep an eye on that. He's the host of Public Radio's Full Disclosure. Robin, thank you.
My pleasure.